Hi everyone, my name is Jakov and today I'll be presenting your topic, Linux on RISC-V.
I think your microphone isn't working.
It is, but it's not yeah.
Well, I'll try to speak up, so if you have any problems hearing me, just let me know, so I'll try to be louder. So what are we going to talk about? What?
Louder,
okay. So what are we going to talk about today? The topic is titled Linux on RISC-V, but I'm actually going to talk mostly about Gentoo support for RISC-V, but we're also going to mention other Linux distributions, how they handle RISC-V, how other mainstream Linux applications are also supporting RISC-V, and what you can actually do using Linux systems on RISC-V. So a little bit about myself. My name is Jakov, coming from Croatia. I work as a firmware engineer in Croatia. Most of my work is done revolving around embedded Linux development and integration. However, for my main job, I do not work with RISC-V, but I had the privilege to contribute to open source as a Gentoo Linux developer since 2021. And actually, Gentoo is where I've been able to get in touch with or get contact with RISC-V, so I've been involved in a Gentoo RISC-V team. I'll try to. Thanks. So I'll try not to repeat too many details. I'm sure most of you are familiar with the architecture itself. So what is RISC-V? So it's an open source instruction set architecture. It was designed at Berkeley University in USA. It was their fifth architecture which was designed, hence the name RISC-V. So how is it actually designed? It's designed to be a stable and modular architecture. So we actually have a base integer instruction sets that provide like stable base on top of which additional instruction extensions can be built on. Nowadays, it's led by RISC-V Foundation, which is an organization which was founded to maintain intellectual property and legal stuff related with RISC-V and so on. Speaking about RISC-V instruction set architecture, so we have three main base instruction sets, which is 32, 64, and 128 bits. All of them are designed so that they work, or they are independent of each other, so you cannot run there's no running 32-bit binaries on 64-bit systems. There's also a 128-bit architecture, but it's currently not frozen yet, so it's still in. For us, the most important one is going to be RISC-V 64-bit,